Hello guys, welcome back to your Tiny Friend Podcast. How are you today? I hope you are fine and always healthy. And for me, today is an exciting day because today is a free day. Yeah, you know, free day. We celebrate Maulid Nabi, so it's become our culture to celebrate Maulid Nabi. Today, I'm going to share you about my supernatural experience. Actually, this is not mine. This is my mother experience. So let's get started. This story began with my mother feeling not really like feeling so old to her school. Yeah, my mother has a school, a small school, you know, a small school. And the students, we have a lot of students before. My mom has a lot of students. It's almost 70 students or 60 students, and now it's about just 30 students. It's really sad, right? And this story is begin like my mom feeling that her student quit one by one. There's another reason. Says that they want to move to another school because too far away, or maybe because the paid from my mom's school is too expensive, and that's make my mom feel uncomfortable. And besides of that, my mom find many odd things, like she see many animals in her school, like cockroach, so a worm, so a spider. It's a bit scary for us that my mom decided to ask to an indigo person, you know, indigo person who can see the supernatural things. Then he said that my mom's school is invisible for people who want to register to her school, because there is a thing that cover it. These things is a ghost, you know, a ghost. Okay, that ghost is from a people who jealous to my mom. They send that because my mom's school has many students. As I said before, so they feel jealous and wanna cover my mom's school without their hand, but with ghost hand, you know, with a black magic, with the supernatural things. They do that, and they just not send in front of my mom's school. They also put that ghost, that things, inside the school, so that make the students are scary, you know. There's one student says to me that This school is so creepy. So creepy. Maybe he can see that things. I don't know. He not say that. He just say that. That scared me really. So my mom asked to the indigo person for throw out, kick there. I mean, kick the ghost from my mom's schools and yeah, cleaning with the supernatural things. I don't know how to do that. But this indigo person says that he asked the ghost for go from that place like that, and he throw it to the street, to a big street like that. I just don't get it, but he say that. I don't know, again after that story. Oh yeah, after the day after that things happened, my mom invited that indigo person to my house to ask about that, about her schools. I saw an animal really weird, really odd, to know. I never seen that animals before. I don't know how to describe it. If I can put this picture animal, I will show you how that's creepy. It's really creepy, you know. Okay, I will describe it. The body is like cockroach, but the head is like a cranium, you know. Imagine it, the body is like cockroach, but the color is a pale brown. The head is like cranium, and his antenna is like twigs. It's really creepy. I found it after work in the night. It's really creepy. Me, I swipe it with the broom and say with a holy reading. I swipe it like Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. So I read Ayatul Kursi. It's really scary me, you know. So yeah, I hope there is nothing to happen again to my family, and I hope you are also always in a guidance to God. And thank you so much for listening to our Teeny Friend podcast. And I do not for sure to believe my story, but this is the story. This is what really happened to me. And see you in the next podcast. Bye.